Hey guys, we're back. Little hiatus. That's my fault. Sam and Petey here. Sam's fired up today, so there's going to be a lot of Sam, and I'm just going to read and react here.
I don't know. I'll try and be calm.
After the conversation we just had, there's not going to be a lot of calm on this episode, and that's okay.
Well,
I need you to lead the charge.
It's no secret. I've said this more than once on my other podcast that podcasting is my therapy. So this just saves me a lot of therapy, dude.
Gotta let it out, Sam.
That's expensive therapy. Yeah. So this is free.
I'm free.
Is anyone surprised that we lost to Michigan?
No one should be. No one should be surprised.
Why shouldn't we be surprised?
Michigan is top tier, grade A football, and we are...
I believe they're probably the best team in the country right now.
Bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, we are bottom of the barrel, and they are the
best... absolute scum.
They are the best team in the country. How many draft picks are Michigan going to have this year?
About 20 more than we'll have in the next 3 years.
Right.
Yep.
And so... is this a game that we predicted in the preseason, Petey, that you and I talked about?
Else.
We talked about else. We saw no way of winning this game. None.
Zero.
And so,
I'm with you.
And so, it was a matter of math. Let's just take emotion out of it. It was a matter of math.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the math to win a game like that. We don't have enough good players.
It's the same as, 4 years ago when Ohio State came in? And we're like, oh, we're at home. It's under the lights, yada, yada. And then Justin Fields threw for, 900 yards. And, I don't think I've ever seen a quarterback throw it better in Memorial Stadium than that game. And, it was evident that game was going to be
clearly
a massacre. And, it took... six plays for Michigan to establish their dominance in this game.
And I'm going to come back to that, the took six plays thing. Because a very interesting point was brought up on our rival podcast, Bustin' with the Boys, this morning.
Rival podcast. We love you, Will.
We're coming for you. We're coming for you, boys.
or you can have us on one or the other.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was 3rd and 16 in that game, and I looked at my wife. I said, "We have about a 1 in 16 chance of converting this down." They basically took what we're trying to be and shoved it right up our throats, and it was awe-inspiring to see. They had the players. They're a run team. They're a disciplined team.
That first fourth down play that they had, 4th and 1.
Yeah. Was it 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1?
It was 4th and 1.
Okay.
Running back right up the middle, 4 yards, 5 yards.
Yeah, I'm going to come back to that point here. Later, so hold on to that thought.
Go ahead.
That particular play. I wish I wouldn't have deleted the game because I wanted to go back and look at it. But
you too.
Yeah, I just don't see it. I mean, this season has gone exactly the way to the this. Far has gone exactly the way that I said it would.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised. Now, Husker fan out there, they are, I don't know if they're surprised, but I think they're extremely off kilter. There is talk of...
Shocker there.
Yeah, exactly.
Idiots.
I mean, I'm not sure what it is that
they expect.
They
after
expect. We've been
going 3-5. For 6 years in a row, hiring a new coach, you have a lot of the same players.
It's just fatigue. We've talked about it before. It's fan fatigue. We're tired of hearing the same old thing. And we now have to believe in our, fourth or fifth coach in the last 15 years? Or I quit counting. I don't even know.
Well, we've had as many coaches as we had quarterbacks. So
There you go.
That's a lot.
Do we want Scott Frost back?
God, no.
Okay, I mean, I've heard talk of that this week.
That's ridiculous. If someone told me that...
It's absolutely absurd.
Yeah. No. The guy didn't even show up to practice.
No.
If you want Scott Frost back, you might as well go root for Iowa.
Yep. And they're actually good. They get lucky once in a while. I think a Frost... Okay, we lost 45-7. What if it was the Frost team in the first four games last year? it would have been 70-0. I believe that.
Yeah, well, I think the problem that we have as a football team is, like, our first couple games were, they weren't hard, but they weren't cupcakes either. You know, on the road at Minnesota and Colorado. And we showed out, like, you know, we showed up for both of those games.
Yes.
And then exhaustion set in. I think fatigue, like you're saying, not fan fatigue, but, like, our defense is fatigued.
Yes.
They have to carry the load. They have to carry
and
the
oh,
weight.
By the way, they're missing two of their starters.
Two starting? Yeah.
And well, both of those starters are studs. They're the leader of the backers and they're leader of the secondary.
Well, and also don't forget, two running backs are gone. Like, I mean,
yeah.
It's just
We have our overweight receiver who basically was admonished from the team in the midsummer, who scored a 74-yard touchdown as our backup back now.
Yeah. It's just wild. Like, there's an unfortunate chain of events. You know, this season was going to be tough going in. You're perfect on your prediction so far. I was a coin flip on Colorado, and obviously, like, that should have been an L for me.
What do you have Illinois? I can't remember. You have them as a win?
I think I took them as a win.
And you have Purdue as a loss, I think.
Yeah.
See, and I have it the other way around. Flipped. So it's going to be very interesting how this works out. The dynamic of the season, as it pointed out to me by a friend of mine, is changing. I get it.
We'll have to go back and maybe review that, because I thought you had two losses in a row. Right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, yeah. So you have Michigan and Illinois as L's.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think, and this is not like Kool-Aid drinking. I was thinking about this weekend. Like, if we beat Illinois, we can win three more games and go to a bowl game.
Yes, it's a watershed game. It's an absolute
huge
watershed game. And if the fans would get their head out of their asses for just a moment.
Deep breath, Sam. Deep breath.
I think we'll be all right. One more quick question before I go on my
tangent.
Rave.
I'm going to leave the room, by the way.
No, you are not. interesting question. Someone, a friend of mine, well, yeah, sort of a friend, posted on Facebook last week, and he's a donor type, got a little bit of money. He's furious that Trev Alberts is going to spend $450 million on a new South Stadium. He'd much rather see that money go to NIL. And at the time, I thought,
that money is going to NIL.
Yeah.
That is what creates NIL.
You think so?
Anyways, finish your.
You think that the stadium that we're gonna placate? We placated the players with this $250 million at the time. I thought was ridiculous amount of money for a practice facility. We've placated the players. Now we're gonna placate the fans. We're placating the students, and not necessarily placating. A lot of fans are angry because they sit in the South Stadium and they're gonna be de-seated.
Yeah. At the end of the day, they're gonna probably get their tickets back.
I do too. I do too. For the record, I do too. I think it has to be done. Long term, it has to be done.
If we want to compete, if we want to get guys here, like, we got to do something. Because I don't know if you guys noticed, but we're in the middle of a cornfield.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, next to a beach.
That's right.
By the way, I'm pretty sure that was my first cuss word on this podcast.
That's right. I was just making note of the counter, so Chad will bleep that one.
Sorry,
out.
Chad. Thank you.
Yeah, so Chad, you have to do some actual work. yeah. Okay. All right.
What do you got, Sam?
Well,
tones here.
The Husker team, as we just said, is the top. They're the bottom five of the Power Five right now. I would say the Husker fan base, before I go off on this tangent of mine, has been in the top 10 for many years.
They have been, or have not been.
Well, that's the whole question I have. That's the whole thing I'm about to go
into.
They
make and break.
Are we or aren't we? I mean, are we or aren't we?
We're delusional. Top 10 most delusional.
There was, and I'm going to come back to what we just talked about. And I think it was a third one. You said it was a fourth one. Whatever. My buddy says a third one. I did not, for the record, listeners, I have been sick to the point where I was on my back maybe once in the last 20 years, twice in the last 20 years. Saturday was one of those games, and I was heartbroken that I could not go down to the game. So I was laying on my back, sick, watching this game. And so I wasn't there. So I text my buddy. about a particular down that happened in this game that Bus and the Boys talked about this morning, our rival podcast.
Love you guys.
Insert laughter there. I love that podcast. And it was Tyler Lewin was talking about it. And Taylor. He said, Taylor?
Taylor.
I think it's Tyler.
I'll bet you anything.
That I is don't Taylor. Know. He's a big, big looking dude. Anyway.
He played in the game that Nebraska and Amir Abdullah beat at the Big House.
That is correct.
Anyway.
He talks about that. That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was Nebraska. Michigan drove and just a methodical drive and scored on us, right? First game. Then it was the first or second play that Nebraska had the ball. We turned the ball over.
Yeah.
A psychotic, freaking crazy turnover. And then Nebraska stops them first down, second down, and it's third and one. And you think it's fourth and whatever. It's something in one.
Listen, I'm talking about the first drive where they had a fourth and one and they just handed it up and gained four yards.
Oh, you're talking about their first drive. Okay, I didn't. Yeah. Okay, that's not the particular play. Nope. I'm talking about. My mistake. So it was a third and one that Michigan had after we had turned the ball over. And the Bustin' of the Boys said both Will Compton and Mr. Lewin both said that they thought the entire air of the crowd was gone. That there was no noise whatsoever. That they were shocked. That there was no noise. Just it was, and so I just texted my friend who's my seatmate and asked him about it. And he said crowd was pensive the entire time. Third and one close to the south side, so some truth. Crowd expected to get beat. We're used to it now. So as a fan base, psychologically, we've jacked that team.
Yeah.
We jacked that team. So are we really the best fan base? I don't know. I don't know. And I think there's something to that. I think Husker fans are
delusional.
We're too nice. Yeah. We're too nice, but we're also too impatient. So I don't know what the hell we are. We're screwed up. We are psychologically a mess.
Delusional.
We are delusional.
Yeah.
Delusional. Are we too nice? Are we too impatient? Too unreasonable? Too delusional? I don't know. I think we've got to be more like Will Compton as a fan. I mean, there's not a more loyal fan that knows we're going to get beat. He knows we're going to get beat, and he's on a national podcast talking about how we are going to take it to him.
Yeah,
and there's something to that. There is something to that. The guy believes.
Yeah.
The man believes. And the Husker fan base, we have been trampled on one too many times. We don't believe anymore.
100 too many times.
Yes. We don't believe anymore. And it's people are losing their common sense minds over this. They are losing their minds over this because we don't believe anymore. Steve Sipple asked Rule a question yesterday in the press conference. It was the first question. And he said, not, you know, I don't know if it's a loaded question or not, but maybe, do you think maybe it's a good time to hit the road just to get out of town maybe? And at the time I thought, what a stupid question. I actually even tweeted, what a stupid question. But maybe it's not a stupid question.
I don't think maybe it's a loaded question. No, I think I know where he's coming from.
I didn't at the time. I thought it was a slap in Rule's face, and Rule handled it like the pro that he is. Where do you think he was coming from when he asked that question?
So you'll see like professional teams go on slides, whether it's baseball, hockey, football, whatever, go on like losing skids. So they say the best medicine is to get on a road trip so that it's just the team. It's just the team. It's not outside influences. It's us on just them.
Yeah. Which was Bo Pelini's big deal, which everybody, you know, I'm not going to get on a boat. Bo Pelini's not our coach, nor do I think he should be our coach. I just think Bo gets a bad rap sometimes because a lot of the things that Bo Pelini did process are things that rules doing right now. But anyway, yeah. I'm sorry to
get off the process.
But it's us against the world because we're now away from that world. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing is like there's a I bet you that these kids can focus more on the road on just the task at hand than they can when they're at home. You know, when obviously like going to class, hanging with friends, on the schedule here, going to the
reading social media from Husker Norons.
Well, they're going to do that no matter what because yeah. they're
teenagers. And Rule said that. You didn't see the press conference, but it was an outstanding press conference yesterday. They asked about that, and Rule said, listen, this is the world we live in now.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm not about to tell – they're grown men. I'm not about to tell them what they can or can't read.
Yeah, yeah. That's up to them.
Yep.
I think, you know, and with the resources that there are even now to college athletes as far as sports psychologists, yeah. You know, like, they can go down that road if they want to. I think if these kids want to be the very best that they can be, it's up to them. Like, listen, we'll put the resources in front of you, but you need to make the decision to call this guy, schedule an appointment with him, talk to him. Delete social media, blah, blah, blah.
Couple leaders step up too because yeah. I don't and I know the Reimer I think is really the absolute leader of that team and the guy I don't know what's wrong with him but I don't think it's good whatever it is it's not I mean he was in the hospital it's non-football related so I don't know if it's COVID or pneumonia yeah. or life-threatening but Reimer is the leader of that team and he was gone
yeah.
and I don't see any other guys stepping up. We need a Will Compton. We need a guy up there. We need a Grant Winstrom. We need somebody
that can spark the fire. And I'm with you on that. I think, you know, the fact that there are some fans questioning Rule already, I think, is just ridiculous. I mean, it's the same excuse. It's a revolving door here. It's like, look what he was given, look what he took over, blah, blah, blah. I mean, Frost had to do it with Riley. Now Rule has to do it with Frost. I understand that we're tired of the excuses, but he's not Deion Sanders. You know what I'm saying? Anywhere Deion Sanders went was going to be a spectacle. It was going to be a show every single week. If Deion came to Nebraska,
it wouldn't work.
I wouldn't say it wouldn't work. I think it would be the same. Yeah, maybe. Short term, possibly. But what I'm saying is he could do the same thing at Nebraska as he did at Colorado. But now, look, they just played real competition. They got their asses kicked.
two weeks in a row.
You know, but Nebraska would go out and play Oregon and USC, and it would be the same thing. We'd lose 70-0 both games.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just because of the state of the program and where we're at.
So let the man recruit. And I know people are tired of hearing this, but the truth of the matter is we've got to stick to a process,
yeah.
and we have to believe in the process, and we have to believe that Matt Rule is going to go to some kid's house and be able to sell him better than Scott Frost.
Yeah.
At least this guy will show up sober. And this isn't, you know, listen, sue me. I mean, tell me I'm wrong. I mean, yeah. that actually happened. So, he's got to recruit kids, and I believe
he's doing a good job of recruiting.
Yeah, and I believe that he can recruit. We haven't even had an opportunity to give him a chance to recruit.
Yeah, he had 6 days.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing with that is like we are not a university. Well, it's been 23 years since we've been even anywhere near the spotlight of college football. So these kids that are coming to play college football don't even know that we were good. They just know that we go 3-5 every year.
Yeah.
And the other thing is trusting the process is so hard because, like, yes, you want to win right now, but we are not a school. We're in the very bottom of the Big Ten. We're not an SEC school where, like, there's going to just have athletes there and then you get a coach there that can flip the switch with these guys. We are recovering from, like,
years of trauma.
Years and years. This is like rehabilitation.
It's like, you know, therapy. What I'm saying?
So, yes, do we want to win? Okay, we would obviously both like to be 4-1, but we're not that team right now.
Yeah.
You know? No. That's not the team
I
that we are.
I still think we're a 5-win team, and we might be a 6-win team. I think if we win, we beat the Illinois next week, we potentially are a 6-win team this year.
Yeah.
We can have a good October. So.
And then how good would that be to have the extra month or two of practice if we make a bowl game, you know?
Yep.
Get guys healthy. It's huge. This is a huge week. I think fans need to calm down. Like, give this guy a chance. We were not going to be good this year. We were not going to be good this year. So the fact that we lost to the best team
are
in
we
the
a
country.
Better, did I already ask you this? Are we a better team this year than we are last year?
I would say so.
I think unquestionably we are. So the progress is...
we're playing football with a quarterback that is a...
He's a fellow from Kearney.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way, Sims is better
love
now.
Love the passion.
So we need Sims too, guys. I mean, we really do. I think we need both these guys. We need to put in our most explosive players. I'm going to quickly – do you have anything else, Pete? That was very thoughtful. Thank you for keeping me on the calm on this deal. I have one – I was going to read something from quotes from Rule's press conference that I thought – again, I believe these words. If you don't believe these words, they're just words, but I believe them. So I'm saying all that to say that we've got to get to the point where we go out and play, and it doesn't matter if I'm getting double teamed as a D lineman. It doesn't matter what the call is. It doesn't matter if we're down 14 to nothing. We got to play. That's the winning mindset.
Mm-hmm.
The guys have to not listen to everything that's out there. There's no you should be doings. There's no you should be doings. At least in this building, go play. It's a football game.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, brother. Amen. I'm behind you. Petey's behind you. God bless you.
Hey, and in regards to that, like we talked about it the last season, it was like guys were afraid to make a play. And then the first few games this year, they were just flying around to the ball.
And in this game,
they were timid.
They changed.
They were scared.
And Rule brought that up. He goes, a lot of guys were saying, well, I was just overthinking things, coach. And Rule said, enough.
Don't think.
Enough.
Just do. Just like Top Gun Maverick. Hey,
yeah.
What's up?
That's it, man.
You know?
Be a ninja. It's hard to do, though, with this big fan base over. So, Husker Nation, chill out for just a couple weeks here, will you please? All right, shout-outs real quick. I have one shout-out to my friend Dave Shively, who again once again reposted. So, God bless you, Dave Shively. Appreciate it. And again, if anyone wants to share this on social media, we'll be happy to mention your name, and you can go down.
Eventually,
know,
maybe we'll have shirts or something, but we don't have anything
yeah,
yet.
Yeah. We've got to talk about that. It was actually somebody actually asked me about a shirt the other day. So that's cool. I mean, look out, Busting with the Boys. We're coming for it. somebody wants a shirt. Predictions. So I'm going to stick with my prediction of us losing to Illinois. I hate to do it. I think Illinois beats us by a point. I got the Illini by a point. I'm going to say 24-23. And I'm going to say this is a watershed, pivotal game for us.
I'll go 17-14, Nebraska.
All right. Thank you, Petey, for the optimism. I appreciate it. That's good.
Listen. We got to start winning some games.
That's right. The Husker fan will be back.
Drinking that Kool-Aid, and then we'll go to Wisconsin.
Go Big Red.
Go Big Red, man.